Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Greetings, comrades, and welcome to Eastern Border, and Merry Christmas to you all, and happy international whatever day it is at this point. I do not know what you capitalists celebrate at this time of year. Nah, just kidding. We're here to bring you a very special Christmas episode, and I'm here with Chantel, and we're about to talk about her experiences here in Latvia, in Eastern Europe in general, and how I met her and everything. But first, well, say hi to our listeners, Chantel.
Ho, ho, ho! And a bottle of rum, as they say in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Which parts is it?
The Pirates of the Caribbean. It's a ride at Disneyland that I grew up loving. And the movie was based on the ride.
On that ride with the rum?
Yeah.
Awesome. At any rate, well, how did you end up here?
So I decided that I wanted to spend my last semester of college abroad, and the school that I go to suggested that I try Estonia. And just like our great President Trump, I got the Baltics confused with the Balkans and ended up somewhere north, very cold, even colder than Montana. Didn't think that was possible. And once I decided that I was going to come study in Eastern Europe, I started listening to your show. And you offered to take people around that listen. And I was like, nah, this guy's not real.
This is for real, by the way, and the offer still stands for a limited time now, but my friends will take you around anyway.
Well, yeah, so I messaged him and was like, oh, hey, I'm going to study in Eastern Europe, which episode should I listen to? And you suggested, I think, number 23 or whichever one is about the propaganda. And
21. I think it's 21.
Okay, well, there you go. And I was very thankful, and when I actually found out I would be going to Riga from Tartu, I messaged you and was very excited to meet you and Alice, and then you told me that you and Alice were no longer together, and I felt like a complete dumbass for saying that. But then I showed up, and you're great.
Legal disclaimer. Yeah, me and Alice were divorced, but we're fine. It's a thing when you get, like, Putin threats or stuff like that. But it's fine, and it's been, like, since May, and now Chantel's here. And, yeah. You have been... as I've went to Boston, and I made a whole episode about that stuff. First things first, how's the cold?
Well, it's more north than Montana. I mean, I was told it's about the same latitude as Alaska, but it's a much damper cold than I was used to. Definitely miss my good shoes back home. But I'm dealing. You know, I'm like an onion. There's many layers that I have to peel off every time I enter and exit the building.
One thing, though, when I was in Boston, you told me to eat Kraft American Singles, and I also drank that iced tea of yours. Thanks, Sam. And, what I didn't know is that it's illegal to smoke in Harvard campus, but, well, everyone makes mistakes. So what's about Kraft American Singles and how does it differ from stuff here?
Well, the fact that it's cheese product. Like, that is one thing I will miss most about Eastern Europe is how awesome the dairy products are here. Like, for real.
Well, I don't know. For some reason, she thinks that our 2.5% milk, which is considered not that fatty, is something amazing.
Well, yeah, because our whole milk is 2%.
And that's considered whole milk.
Well, that's what I just said.
Whole milk is 3.5% or 4 and more.
And that's why I'm going to miss the dairy products here in Eastern Europe.
Okay, what are you not going to miss? What's the worst experience? Except the one with Pelmen and Solyanka, but no one's going to understand that outside of a very limited audience. And if you want to hear about that, come to Discord, but still.
I think I'm going to miss the ability to travel to various countries extremely cheap and easy.
I mean, what are you not going to miss? What's the worst part about us?
Oh.
Yeah, that thing. You can be blatant and honest, too.
I mean, I guess I'm not going to miss my inability to read the signs that are everywhere. I mean, it's, you know, the language barrier is pretty difficult, like, especially considering how different Latvian is from Estonian, and I can barely say thank you in Estonian, and it'll be nice to go back home and be able to understand everything that I see and hear.
One thing, though, could you please try to pronounce my name?
Please don't make me do that. You're going to make me look like an idiot in front of all these people.
Let's stay again, babe. No, seriously, I will not make you do that, love. No, that's one of the interesting things, because I think it's on a genetic level, because she's been worried about all the cold and all the layering and everything. And I kind of don't understand how continental climate works, really. Because, well, it seems kind of weird. You've been living in Montana for, what, 6 years now? And originally you're from California, and how did you not get acclimatized to this, and how does this whole thing work? And also, another thing is that, I don't know, all the architecture and the weirdness, because you're... She likes castles, guys. I took her to Ludza to see those ruins, and she just, like, really seems to enjoy medieval castles for some reason. They're just everywhere here, so...
Well, that's one of the things, is that there's so many architectural wonders that are older than my country, that it's amazing to be in a place that's...
Maybe you're speaking to your countrymen right now, so, yeah, you can, like, talk to Americans.
So, mostly. They understand what I'm saying?
I hope so.
I mean, like, I grew up in the youngest part of the United States. I mean, nobody settled in California until after they found gold there. I guess that's, like, a gross over-exaggeration. However, not many people traveled all the way west to California until there was the gold rush that happened. And then Southern California was even later, you know... I don't know. People moved into Southern California later than that. And then Los Angeles itself shouldn't even be there because it's a natural desert. And then they had to build a fake river to get water down there. And
wait, they built a fake river? Didn't know that.
The LA River. I can't believe I haven't shown you a picture of the LA River yet. Wow. That is a sight in its own right. I believe it's a concrete structure that basically steals water from the mountains in the north and takes it down to California.
Oh, wow. Oh, and one other thing, by the way. I want to say thanks to Monica. Say thanks to Monica, love.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, she sent this Hershey's from Amazon, and I think she meant the American ones, but apparently
there's a difference. Oh, no, but that one, the chocolate and cream, like, it was not cookies and cream, it was different, and it was delicious. I'd never seen that one before.
What's the difference between the chocolates here? Because I hear my comrades telling me all about this high fructose corn syrup, and I went to the States, and I got to experience that myself, and your Coke tastes very different from ours.
I told you, and you didn't even try the Mountain Dew. I told you to try the Mountain Dew, because that's even worse.
I was in Boston, babe. I think they would, like, lynched me with their bows and arrows or something.
That's just mean. I'm sure they have guns there.
I haven't seen one, though. Oh, yeah, obviously, East Coast is the best coast. Thanks,
sir. West Coast is the best coast, sir. If you're going to say it, you might as well say it right.
Yeah, we had a misspelling here. But, But yeah, what about like the Christmas things and like you said you miss Christmas without snow, and her toes are like always cold. Trust me, I take her on. We went out to like Old Riga a few days ago, and I took her up to the St. Peter's Church, and she was like super worried about her toes. Why does it happen so? Because like you were like three layers of it, and she just like it's just -2 Celsius. So.
Okay, for all of us that don't know what the metric system Celsius means, that's like below freezing, like 20-something or something, and that's freaking cold, dude. So my whole deal is Riga is a very damp cold. It's similar to like, you know, when I would stand on the beach and have like the nice, you know, Pacific Ocean breeze hit me, and it soaks through you. It like chills you to the bone. Whereas Montana is a dry climate, so I could not feel as bad in the cold.
I don't know. The worst part is the worst part that I got berated for by you, by the way, was that I went to this. How was this? Bell and Hand Tavern. Yeah, that's the oldest one in the States continuously operating. Sam told me that, and the lady there. Well, it was on my last day in the States, and I asked her. You know, I just wanted the beer, and she said, "Well, 12 ounces or 24." And I was like, "How many milliliters is this?" And she just couldn't answer. So I picked 24. Then I sat down. Then I obviously promptly Googled, and found out that it's 712, I think. And then I, you know, politely explained to her how many milliliters 24 ounces are. Because, you know, that's what you do if you're in a touristy part of town. And I didn't tip her either, because she didn't know the milliliters, and apparently that was the massive crime of devil thing.
Well, I definitely got super Californian on him about that and made sure he knew very well that that girl probably went in the back and cried about what a jerk he was and how she will never, ever live that one down, and she will tell that story to every single person that she possibly can. And if anything, I would have made sure that he left a fatty freaking tip for making her cry.
I did not make her cry.
You made her cry. If anybody is listening to this and they work in the service industry, please find him on Discord and tell him how that would make a person, okay, maybe not a guy, but one of us females, a little more emotional, you know, we would cry and we would yell. And I'm certain that she added something that he did not ask for in whatever it was that she was serving him.
I experience no such thing. I do believe in the nobility of the American people.
Do you hear this guy? What land is he on? Like
Riga. This is Riga.
Poor guy.
Oh, and also another question is that, well, you've been to Estonia, you study in Tartu, and now you've come to me to Riga like all these times, and well, what's the biggest difference between Estonia and Latvia except that we are way more awesome, obviously.
Well, I would say that Estonia is more.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Civilized?
Well, because of the fact that Estonia increased their, like, technological field starting in 91, Skype was invented in Estonia.
And then bought by Microsoft, who ruined it.
Yeah, because Microsoft is smart and they buy things that are awesome. And I think that there's not a huge difference. I hear more Russians in Latvia than I do in Estonia. The old town in Estonia, Tallinn, is much more touristy. They definitely cater to us foreigners in a totally different manner than those in Riga do. They have more fun with the medieval heritage, where here Latvians just think that they're better for some silly reason.
This reason is not silly. It's historical. We are obviously better than the Estonians. Okay, well, the funny part is that like it's kind of like Scandinavia. It's kind of like Scandinavia, their listeners, and we hate Estonians. Estonians hate us and tell us that we have six toes.
Well, I took a class entitled Estonian Culture in...
Estonian and culture already in the same sentence makes me laugh.
That's just mean.
I know, but the Estonian guys know that I don't mean that. It's just a thing. It's like Swedish and the Danes. They also do the same thing. Meet plutonium.
From what I've found is it's kind of like a dysfunctional family where, you know, the siblings all, like, talk shit to each other, but if an outsider comes in and starts talking shit, then they're like, no, don't you do that to... You can't do that. That's just not right.
If you'd have a nice to give, like, to someone who actually wants to visit here as a tourist, and a lot of people have, and I've met all of you guys, thank you for coming, but if you had some advice to give before they'd arrive in Eastern Europe, especially here in the Baltics, what would you give? What would you say? Like, what would the average American need to prepare for?
If you're coming in the winter, bring wool socks. And wool leggings and wool everything, because it is cold. It is cold.
Come on, it can't be that bad. Also, you found the mulled wine thing to be...
Oh, that's right! Yeah, hot wine! That was a brand new thing. I mean, I'm sure, you know, those of you in the States that are more... I don't know, exposed to things, would know what that is. But I, on the other hand, was never brought up with heating wine. I never really even enjoyed room temperature red wine, honestly. And then now I can't get enough of that stuff. Oh, another thing. Yeah, beer. Like, I hate beer in America. And then I discovered this bottle that had some cherries on it, and I was like, oh, is this cherry beer? And Chris was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, okay, well, I like cherries. I'm going to try this. And the beer company was made in like 1590. I'm like, oh, snap. That's like really old. And wow, it was pretty good. I will be very happy, though, when I get back to the Pacific West Coast where I can actually enjoy partake in my recreational activity that I cannot partake in here.
Well, obviously, because people get arrested for that specific recreational activity. Oh, on a completely unrelated note, hi, Steve Kaminsky from Baked in the Wake podcast. This is unrelated, just saying.
Oh, hi, Steve!
we're saying hi to him. What's kind of the worst experience that you had in these parts? Literally, the worst thing that's happened to you. Besides the cold, because otherwise we'll just be talking about the cold.
When I did not have any internet, and I was kind of wandering around trying to find places with internet to figure out how to get to where I needed to go, and then I would kind of see where I was going and then get a little bit lost. And that when I had the opportunity to take a student trip to St. Petersburg and to Moscow,
and she didn't die there,
and
I still say she hasn't visited Russia, it's just St. Petersburg and Moscow.
Well, that is probably true. And I did not have internet the entire time I was there, and boy was that interesting. It was like I was back in 1995. It was like, whoa.
What was 1995 like in the States then?
You didn't have internet, you just like went out and like you could do stuff without having to like contact people.
Well, as we know from most of the movies, if people had cell phones, stuff would be like solved easier. I mean, the best part of being with this beautiful lady here is that she explains American to me. Before I went to Boston, this is the lady which actually censored a bunch of my Soviet jokes. Because apparently our sense of humor is weird.
I just enlightened him to the idea of how easily it is for people to take certain words and phrases out of context and warp them into other things that perhaps were not meant. And I tried to help him with his pronunciation, but he refuses to listen to me because he thinks that all English words need to sound like Latvian words when clearly they don't. But who am I to talk? Because I can't roll my R's.
Well, I try to make my pronunciation as hardcore as possible. It is not about the correct way of talking and saying things. It is about getting the Lenin's Medal for achievements for glorious motherland, obviously.
And there he goes, showing off how nice he can roll his R's.
It's not showing off, it's just that I'm cute and confused, therefore I have to put on my thick Russian accent anyway. Well, honestly, one thing is that I read that, like, right now we're in my place and we're recording this and it's quite late, but we have all these Khrushchevkas here. You see, like, these houses that I live in. And I was told, and that was also kind of a legend back in the early 90s, that these houses that we're in right now, they're modeled after some stuff that they built in Alaska and, like, also, like, the northwest parts as a temporary housing units for, like, people who just moved there. Have you seen something like this in the States, or do you have, like, something similar?
I have not seen that because most of the stuff is bought up by developers and torn down and then rebuilt into something different. You know, something more modern. The aesthetic value is much more prevalent back home than it is here. Like, way more prevalent.
We have boxes and they are efficient. Box shaped.
Yeah, but the outside is ugly.
Yeah, I know. We hate these places too, by the way.
No, but that's the whole thing is, like, people back in the States, like, they, you know, to a certain extent, take pride in the aesthetic value of their exterior. And
if, like, you disagree, you can mail me always, and, you know, by the way.
Yeah, definitely mail him.
Yeah, mail him and blame all of this on me, right? Now, honestly, what is kind of the weirdest part that made you actually decide to come here and study the history of this part? And, like you said, you took a course on Estonian culture. How did you even come to, like, get interested into all of this region?
I took a winter session course at my home university, the University of Montana. Go Grizz! Woo! And during that period, it was that course was on the basically rise and fall of the Soviet Union. And it was a really compact course. In fact, it was a really quick course. It was 3 weeks. Every day we basically went over a different section of that short 50 years. And towards the end, when we were discussing the Baltic Way, the whole, like, everybody joined hands from Estonia down to Lithuania, and the camaraderie that people felt in this area for their own independence kind of made me interested in how the society developed following the collapse of the Soviet Union. In a way, it reminded me of how, like, the United States had to discover their own type of nation building after they got their independence. And, I mean, granted, like, there was a government back in, like, 1918 in this whole Baltic region. But after 50 years of severe oppression by an outside, like, regime, the whole idea of having to rebuild and start from almost scratch fascinated me.
What do you think we guys here in the Baltics should kind of, you know, learn from your government? I'm speaking about, like, Washington, D.C. guys. Is there something that, like, I always state that Latvians are very, like, we're tougher people. We're used to, you know, dealing with the worst and being these tough guys, but we completely lack any entrepreneurial spirit and we're not as optimistic and not, like, can-do attitude. That's at least my take on this whole situation. how would you like compare these cultures, and what do you think like we guys here in the Baltics should acquire from you guys?
Politically?
Oh, well, in general, geez. Culturally or whatever.
No, I have free refills, dude. Like, I miss my free refills so much. It's super silly, I know.
We now have a single place with free refills in Riga. One spot with that.
Yeah, and you have three options to refill with. And of course it's Pepsi.
What's wrong with Pepsi?
It's, you know, I happen to be a fan of Coca-Cola. That's all.
Oh, well, did you like the new Coke thing? They had this at one point. I heard that they did a different choice.
Oh, no, it's this whole thing where, like, the... So, me being from, you know, California, I loved my Mexican bottles of Coke. You know, get my, you know, Coca-Cola en Español. And that was made with real sugar. And then I come to Europe and I read the ingredients on the can and I'm like, oh, it's Mexican Coke, but not, because clearly I'm in Europe. So I found it really interesting that they don't use high fructose corn syrup in the anything here.
Because we don't have corn.
Oh, and that was a whole nother thing. No corn tortillas for, like, me to make tacos or enchiladas or
She fed
like
me
that.
My first tacos in my life.
It was more of a taco burrito.
Well, made no difference to me because that was the first time I experienced the thing.
It was okay. Avocados are so expensive here. I thought they were expensive back home, but oh man, no. No, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to eat all the avocados.
You're going to have to feed me some of them too because I'm probably sure that we get ours from like Spain or something.
No, I'm going to eat them all. You don't get any.
Oh, boo. That's a shame. One thing, though, is that I am proud to have introduced real honey to her, which is great. You seem to love it.
No, I've had, you know, honey from people that have bees before. It's just not as prevalent, nor is it as cheap.
So that's cheaper. But, yeah, again, about the price difference, what is, like, really more expensive here in these parts? Because, honestly, one of the things that we, sadly, in the Baltics have and the EU is that, for example, our clothing prices and our food prices are, on average, about the same as, like, in the UK or France or something. But the salaries are kind of lower or something. So what about the pricing stuff? Because for me, for example, Boston was just slightly more expensive than Riga, but not that much. So.
Well... You're sitting with somebody that used to love to go to a store called the Dollar Tree and the 99-cent store. And those stores are exactly what they sound like. Nothing in the store was over a dollar or 99 cents. However, the 99-cent store was in California, so there was the sales tax added onto it. So technically, it would go over a dollar for an item.
That is 85 cents for my European comrades, and with our value-added tax included in, of course. She hates when I do that. She hates when I do that. Come on.
Look at me. We have taxes added into stuff already. You pay what you see.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, at least in Montana, there's no sales tax. So there you do pay what you see on the price tag.
Oh, also, one thing that's kind of interesting is like we go out and we buy this hot wine in our Christmas market, and she tips the people in the Christmas market.
They have a tip cup. Oh, speaking of, I have that punch card.
Oh yeah, they have punch cards now. It's kind of all Christmassy and whatever, but yeah, let's kind of wrap this up and well, here you go, guys. I hope you enjoyed, you know, some voice from home, I guess. And I haven't killed her. She looks okay.
Oh my
almost
gosh.
Alive.
Oh my god, this was interesting.
This is not going to be edited, babe.
Yes, it has to be edited.
Oh no, we spoke with Annette about this. By the way, our editor is now in Cuba. She's gathering information about Fidel Castro, and we're going to have a special with Calvis and Annette too. Next episode is going to be kind of wrap up with the news. And Merry Christmas, everyone. And do you have your final words and greetings to your American comrades?
If you sat and listened through this whole thing, thank you for dealing with me, and I'm sorry that it's not edited, and I'm sure that the next episode will be way better. And go stand out in the sun for me, please, because there is no sun here. I miss it so much. Merry Christmas! Love you! Mwah.
Love you, listeners. I love you too, babe.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.